Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams. Jeb, we got the upcoming firearms deer season here in a couple weeks. 54,500 deer tags this year, 10% more than last year. What can hunters expect?
Well, I think for the individuals that were successful in drawing a license, I think they're gonna have a good opportunity. And that's really what we've seen the last couple of years as well. Even though the overall number of deer licenses has been down, the individuals drawing a license, I think, have been, you know, fairly pleased at their opportunity out there on the landscape. And I think that's gonna be the case again this year. I mean, we're happy that for the second consecutive year, we've actually increased licenses rather than decreased, which we started doing back in 2007, and until 2015 we had decreased licenses every year. So that's the good news. You know, the bad news is that definitely it's still some opportunity, or there's some folks that would like some more opportunity out there. There's a fair number of people that are sitting out the deer season this year that would like to be participating in various parts of the state, but you know, we're trying to do our best to still be conservative and still give as much opportunity out there to deer hunt as possible.
Let's talk whitetails, Jeb. Any areas of the state that are holding a lot of whitetail deer?
Well, typically the southwest part of the state is a pretty good part of the state as far as, you know, deer numbers go. We're generally fairly aggressive in that area, just with the disease concerns that pop up in those areas, both EHD and CWD that is, you know, down in 3F2 in that area. And so trying to keep on top of numbers down there a little bit. And again, with the EHD concerns, is that it's kind of either you have the potential to use them or lose them type thing. And so, you know, we like to try to utilize those numbers down there. And overall, deer numbers have been pretty good in that part of the state. And still this year, there were some remaining licenses. That's the part of the state where there actually have been some remaining opportunities for some antlerless licenses.
Any areas where it's slower to rebound, Jeb?
I think no doubt the eastern part of the state, the very eastern part of the state, has been a big change for folks. You know, we went from approximately 10 years ago to lots of licenses in some of those units, and you know, now we're down to very few in some of those areas, and the rebound has been very slow. But we've talked about this before, that the landscape looks quite a bit different than what it did a number of years ago, and the same amount of deer that were living on that landscape 10 years ago or so, the landscape can't hold that many deer right now. I mean, the carrying capacity is holding the amount of deer that it can, which is a lot different than what it was a number of years ago.
The mule deer numbers, how, you know, a couple years ago was kind of a big concern with the mule deer population. How are those numbers doing?
Yeah, so we obviously made some pretty drastic changes, you know, to our mule deer numbers, you know, in the western part of the state, or as far as opportunity goes, restricting the antlerless licenses in our 8 Badlands units, and that definitely helped, along with some good timing with you know, some nicer winters out in the Badlands. That helped, and so we have seen a nice rebound in mule deer numbers, and you know, both our survey efforts and anecdotally from folks being out on the ground and hearing from landowners that have been indicating to us that, yeah, you know, it's probably time to get back on top of the antlerless population a little bit, issuing some licenses and that type of thing. And so really, all in all, we're pretty pleased as far as where the mule deer numbers are at and the opportunity that the public has associated with mule deer now.
54,500 licenses this year, Jeb. What is the long-term goal?
Sure. Well, every 5 years, the Wildlife Division's big game staff comes up with some goals, and those goals are presented to the public to look at a variety of different things, to look at hunter success, to look at what's taller about on the landscape as far as private land goes in North Dakota. And so, the last time our goals were updated, which was just a couple years ago, we're hoping 5 years down the road that we figured a goal of 75,000 deer licenses would be possible. I'm not sure we'll get to that or not. I mean, that probably was maybe a little bit far-reaching, but you never know. If we have some good weather over the next couple of years, good timing there, we might be able to sneak close to that. But at this point in time, it looks like that might be a little bit of a big, you know, optimistic goal, but we'll see, and then we'll readjust those goals for the next 5 years.
What's it take, other than weather, to reach that goal of 75,000 licenses?
Well, you know, obviously in North Dakota, whether we're talking about pheasants, which a lot of people are talking a lot about this fall, and of course now deer, you know, habitat is the key, and it always has been, always will be. We know weather plays a part in North Dakota, but we have absolutely no control over that. We do have some control over habitat, and so right now as we move forward, you know, 2018 is the next farm bill that plays a big role in North Dakota as far as the conservation programs associated with the farm bill and what kind of options are out there for private landowners to look at that would help their operation. And then ultimately, you know, if there's some good conservation provisions in there, it really helps the wildlife in North Dakota as well. If we did get some help from the 2018 farm bill, we think that 75,000 is, again, very reachable, or even beyond that, obviously. But at this point in time, it might take some good luck in there as far as some weather goes. But again, habitat truly matters when we're looking at trying to increase populations out there of anything.
Sure. A couple of years ago, you know, we had a late harvest for crops, you know, sunflowers and corn. What can deer hunters expect this year?
Well, just by my observations around the state right now, that guys are definitely taking a bite out of row crops right now. And so, you know, hard saying what weather is going to do in between, you know, now and November 10th. But it looks like there's going to be a pretty good chunk of row crops that are going to be down, you know, and maybe the majority by the time deer season gets here. There'll be some parts of the state, though, where there will still be row crops standing during deer season for whatever reason, variety of reasons. But I definitely think it looks like that guys are going on them pretty good right now, and it probably shouldn't be a big factor when it comes to deer season.
Firearms deer season opens at noon on November 10th. Any other regulations that we should be talking about?
No, you know, this year it is a little bit later, though. Like you mentioned, this is the latest the season, you know, as far as the opener goes and the closure. It runs through Thanksgiving. So, but, you know, a lot of people like that, though, too, when it runs late. And so I think it's kind of a nice mix. It doesn't happen very often where it runs through Thanksgiving, but this is one of those years and gives people a little later season opportunity for the deer gun season.
Sure. Thanks for joining me today, Jim.
Thank you.
Now is the time to locate your deer license and check it for accuracy. Every year, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's licensing section receives last-minute inquiries from hunters who can't find their license. When that happens, it's difficult to try to get a replacement license in time for the season opener. Another reason to check the license now is to make sure the unit and species is what was intended. Deer hunters in need of a replacement license can print out a duplicate replacement license application from the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov, or can request an application by calling 701-328-6300. The form must be completely filled out and notarized and sent back to the department with a fee. For Wildlife Division Chief Jeb Williams and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.